I'm Mike.
And you're listening to
Yesterday's
Bodies.
Very good.
That was very good.
We are recording live from King Street Studios in Newcastle under Lyme. Once again.
Actually, for what it might be the very last time for this run of recording.
For the Savers Milk episode, indeedy roo.
And also, we do once again have Matt Tyra.
Sup!
And Gordon Cushane.
Watch out.
There you go. The sober ones, who probably, ironically enough, be talking the most shit.
Yeah. Weird.
But for John, for the two of us who actually are drinking the beers, what do you want?
I am drinking Titanic Brewery. They're local.
They are local.
I am drinking the chocolate and vanilla stout.
How are you finding the chocolate and vanilla stout?
I'm actually about to take my first sip.
Do it. Do it live.
I remember having that on draft.
You get it on draft every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Postgraduate session.
Awesome,
John. That's amazing.
It's good, isn't it?
It's, and again, like with the cherry one that I had a few weeks back, it's the the aftertaste.
A few weeks back. Like you're fooling people. I love
it. I still play to the illusion. Ever the showman. It's really nice. It's got a really nice aftertaste. And I think you get the vanilla first and the chocolate second.
It's the wrong way round, really. I know, they fucked up. it is a really nice drop. I've had that before on draft.
Yeah.
It's not something you can drink an awful lot of.
No.
But,
try me!
I think your optimum is like maybe 2 pints.
Just one barrel, just...
But those 2 pints are an absolute joy.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about their espresso stout as well. That's a crock.
I think they might have had that in actually when we were. They had quite a few Titanics.
It's very good.
Very
good. I am once again on Magic Rock, but this time I'm not actually going to rag on UK Mail, John, for not delivering my thing.
Is it because you didn't order this one from them?
No, I did. Oh. I'm actually going to thank 10 Green Bottles for stocking. Magic Rock beer.
That is a more positive spin on the story, isn't
it? So at the very least I could get the beers I'm looking forward to getting.
Yeah.
So,
Without having to deride UK Mail for their shitness.
Yeah, although they are shit.
Yeah.
And 10 Green Bottles is quite good.
Yeah.
It's a very good gin as well. So,
Gin!
10 Green Bottles get 2 nice big thumbs up from me.
What those sums go up is a matter for debate.
Mostly Gibby Haynes. He likes it.
Okay.
He swings his cock madly for us.
Maniacally.
And on that bombshell.
Right, so how are we pronouncing this one, people? What's the...
Yes, because we are on the second wave of Safer's Milk Festival announcements. And
the last part of the second wave.
The last part of the second wave of the Third Order...
Yes, and all of that. This is, I'm pronouncing it reset.
I'm pronouncing it res-et.
I'm also leaning towards the res-et.
Yes, I am on the res-et side of things. But
Enigmatic London duo Reset started out posting a series of esoteric videos on YouTube before coming to the attention of Will Bankhead. Oh dear. Of Bill Wankhead.
He
had such a hard time at school, but and his The Trilogy Tapes label. They've now released 5 12 inches for TNT, as well as 2 remixes of Omar Suleiman for Palace Skateboard's new label.
Palace Skateboards?
Yeah.
Crystal Palace.
Yes, on skateboards.
What?
Who?
What?
Well, it's the best way to move Crystal Palace if you need to. Just put it on loads of skateboards.
Yeah.
It burned down.
Even easier to move then.
Yes. It's lighter, really.
You get all to one skateboard.
Who Residy Resits actually are remains a mystery. But rawness is a central ingredient in all their productions. A jagged sheen pervading, like a Charlie Sheen.
Is
all their recordings are bounced between vintage tape decks, possibly in a village, I don't know, and willfully overloaded for sublime distortion. So, Who sends it now? Is it me or you, Matt?
Oh, Lord only knows.
I'll lead off, then, I suppose. I liked it. I didn't go overboard for it, but I did quite like it. I listened to EP2, which is... I mainly chose it because it has the picture that it shows on the Safe Mill website. Yeah, EP2, I enjoyed. It's got a scratchy techno kind of vibe to it. It's sometimes a little harsh, but I don't mind a little harshness.
Mm-hmm.
I actually found it quite exciting, if truth be told. But not, it's never too abrasive.
Mm.
I just really enjoyed it. I can't really go into any greater detail on that because, I've not got much more to say on the matter. I quite liked it. Gordon. I also quite like Gordon. I can't say why. You know, I don't think anyone can really say why they like Gordon, but everyone does.
Gordon. I've just got an unrelated observation.
Of course you haven't.
Have you seen how high the rubbing is on that blackboard? How on earth do people get up there?
By being tall, I think.
Yeah, but look how high people have written.
That table you were pointing at, they were there. They could have stood on that.
My question is, why would anyone write something so high on the blackboard in a room so low?
Ambition?
Because it looks like there's an F, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just for clarity, listeners at home, we're in a room where one side of the room is dominated by a large blackboard upon which we've written the bands that we're talking about. And Gordon is seemingly obsessed with it. Also, when I came in earlier, I've already taken a photo of it, John, don't worry. When I arrived at the studio earlier, the writing that we left 4 weeks ago was still here, along with someone had written what appeared to say, I couldn't tell from the handwriting, but it looked like chicken gay.
we tried to interpret that when we were in here as well.
It looked like chicken gay, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't have made it. It looked more like the French word for dog, chien.
Chien gay. You know.
Which made even less sense.
Yeah.
They also rubbed out the numbers.
Yeah, they rubbed out the numbers and nothing else. They just wrote chicken gay next to...
They got rid of the Rother.
They rubbed out the numbers. They rubbed out Rother and written chicken gay.
Michael Rother.
Michael Chicken Gay.
Stage 3. Cancelled.
For the betterment of everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Gordon, now we've discussed the blackboard.
Tell us about Reset.
Reset.
Resent.
Resent.
You see, the kind of techno I generally have liked and like is the harder techno style, the acid techno style, the shrange techno style.
Techno should be a genre. Techno from Czech.
If we can just put an unrelated observation in, I didn't actually say what beer I was drinking.
Did you?
I'm drinking Rapture, which is a red ale from Magic Rock Brewery.
Oh, everybody's gone there.
Yes. I see what you've done there, Matt. You've made an everyone's gone to the Rapture joke there. Gordon?
I might check. No, it's out. that doesn't quite work.
That's wonderful.
So anyway, the point of all of that being that it's all right, but there's other things that I think are better, but it's there, it's on... I'll probably see
it. On right now.
I'll probably like it, but I probably won't go, this has changed my world.
Okay.
I like the way you kind of half sung that. This has changed my world.
Not.
You said you wouldn't go, this has changed my world.
Exactly.
But what, there might be something else where you go to and go, this has changed my world.
It's like I'm learning about certain chord progressions at the moment.
Have they changed your world?
Yes.
Yay!
But
John!
You always like to come...
Has this changed your world?
Fucking hell. No. Yeah, more electronic instrumentals, woo, is pretty much what I've written.
You were fairly cynical about the old electronic instrumentals after
I have. I have become a lot, because the thing is that...
What's the thing?
Once you've listened to a whole bunch of stuff that is of a particular style, and you don't like it, even when you happen on something where the quality is good, you don't care anymore. And I think that's about that's about the phase I got to by the time I listened to this.
I think that's reasonable. Do you think that's reasonable, Matt?
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean,
how does it change the world?
Nothing does anymore. To be honest, I was also suffering from a certain degree of fatigue when I remembered that I'd gone through the entire list and not listened to them yet, and I really ought to. And I started and thought, no, stop it, I'll put something else on instead. That's not to say that there's nothing that... Again, it's not bad, it just did not move me.
Fair enough. I think that's Gordon's got some ground. Again,
it's the night time, and everything else has been and gone, and now it's, 1 a.m. ish.
Yeah.
And they're doing.
So we're all asleep.
Yeah. Okay, maybe 12:30.
Yeah.
Maybe there's
so
a bunch.
They're all thinking about going to sleep.
Maybe there's a
my
bunch.
My foot's hurting.
Yeah. One guy in the audience with a microwave door on his head.
And it, let's say, for example, you're not tired. Perhaps you've had to sleep earlier in the day when an app that you're not so keen on was on.
Oh, then I don't get up again. I've made that mistake before.
I think in that kind of time slot, it could work quite well. Mm. Because you might think, well, I'm quite fumed up with...
Fumes.
Anyway, I've
been sucking on the exhaust for an hour.
And I'd like Name to do yours. A little dance or something.
Do it now if you want.
Well, no, I have to wait till 1 a.m. really. But
well,
I've
got plans, so...
It's all right, we'll knock on. Wait, John
you
is...
You can't silently dance to things on the radio, John.
I can and I have.
Anyway, I think opinions have been given, John.
They have.
Give us Sting.
Hello.
Hiya. Missing a Sting. So,
number A.
Now we're going to move on to...
Number B.
Warm Digits. From the Safe as Milk website... Andrew Weatherall described Warm Digits very neatly as machine funk crowdedelia. It's rather lovely. And I'm going to leave it at that. Matt, what did you think?
I thought it was machine punk crowdedelia. Funk crowdedelia. And it was lovely. I listened to Keep Warm with the Warm Digits. I listened to Interchange. And I listened to their new single with Field Music, because Field Music are pretty good.
Field Music are pretty good.
I really like it. We had it on while we were cleaning the other day. It was nice. It was good cleaning music. It was energetic. It was fun. I liked the fact that for their krautrock-influenced stuff, they had a track called Transpennine Express.
I love that so much.
And I also enjoyed some of the stuff on Interchange, like... Tyne and Weir Electrics, or whatever it was called. It feels like there's a sense of humour going on within the tracks. I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys, actually.
John?
Yeah. Really enjoyed them. I actually put them on a similar level to Cloud Becomes Your Hand, in terms of the sound. There's something about the kind of music that they're playing that is always much enhanced by it actually being physically played with actual instruments. And that really shines through on Warm Digits, I felt. There's a lot of fun to be had. The music was just really, it was just really solid. And again, you can imagine them playing on stage and it being an absolute riot. So, great fun. Really,
cool.
Really enjoyed them.
Cool. Did you dig those digits?
Yeah. Well,
we really want to see those digits.
We want to see those digits.
Originally, I'm not sure if I listened to the right thing, because it seemed to be a film, and there was some music playing that didn't sound like the other things that I'd heard. And I'm not sure
so
if the film...
Did you watch a film instead?
Or was it Herbie Goes Bananas?
It was called Warm Digits.
But
I wouldn't recommend it. But then when I realised that it probably was the wrong... It might not have been the wrong thing, actually.
We've got IMDb this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, you can definitely tell they've been inspired by the Neue and that sort of era of
yes.
Krautrock, and that certainly shines through. And yeah, I certainly do dig their style.
You didn't see the hand gesture, but he was miming
digging. It was marvellous. With a shovel of some kind.
Spade.
Yes. Is that what you call
it? Get it right. Don't embarrass yourself, Mike.
I did
this is not these spades.
Last year about garden implements. And what was that? What was the difference between the thing I was using and the other thing that I didn't use?
A pickaxe and a mattock.
No, the other one. The one that looks like a spade.
Oh, a fork. Oh, a spade and a shovel.
Yes.
What?
A hawk and a handsaw. No. A raven and a right.
Why are we talking about... Sorry,
Talking about a sort of garden instrument.
Implements.
I was looking up whether there was a Warm Digits film. There's something about a biography to do with Sunderland for which they might have been the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Although I don't know...
John's broken again.
is that from Sunderland?
Oh, really? Yeah. There's not much to do in Sunderland apart
from... On a former band.
Jesus. You know, at the end of the last episode that that went out, there's a bit where you can just hear me go, I don't know what's happening. I'm having that now.
Is that the kind of point where I start to demand that you end the episode?
John mentioned that I did a digging motion with some kind of garden home implement.
Right.
And I said it was a spade, and then I thought I'd better check with you.
No, it's a shovel for moving large amounts, a spade for cutting.
There's a game I always
see. All of my remarks come out in spades.
Oh! Yes, it got
Sorry, I missed that. What
it doesn't bear repeating. Just listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I meant shovel.
Give it 5 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. But positive shoveling as opposed to...
you owe me an apology.
Oh, what did you say?
I said shovel and then you corrected me to spade.
I apologise for nothing.
Welcome to all yesterday's parties.
We apologise for nothing.
So anyway, positive shoveling there. So not digging as in you want to bury it because it sucks, but you want to get it out of the ground because you want to...
Oh, you probably want spade for that.
Ah.
Fuck me.
Or a fork.
So you liked it?
Yeah, it's like when I...
Hey!
Need to...
So what I thought...
To be fair, we're underrunning. We could do with padding this out.
Right. So you could... you'd start with a pickaxe. It depends on what kind of soil you're trying to dig it out from.
Yeah, is it loamy? Is it quite a clay-based soil, you think?
No, it's the world. As in Earth.
The world.
Okay, so our next question comes from Marjorie, who has a small-walled garden in Bristol. She's interested in trying to grow honeysuckle. Do you have any recommendations as a panel?
Isn't it a bee?
No. It's a plant.
I like honeysuckle.
What the hell is a honeysuckle?
Personally, I think that honeysuckle has a funky spaced out psych pop vibe to it. It's quite a crowd rocky feel to it, with a definite sense of humour. So I largely agree with Matt and John and whatever the fuck Gordon was on about. I listened to Keep Warm with the fucking honeysuckle in the walled garden. Much the same as you did, Matt.
I definitely wasn't referencing Gardener's Question Time for the non-Radio 4 listeners in your audience.
But I found that the album was a little repetitive as it went on. There wasn't a great deal of variety, but they didn't need to be a great deal of variety because they're great fun. And it's not something to be taken massively seriously.
I thought the variety upticked a little with Interchange, actually. By comparison,
I've not listened to that. I've only listened to Keep Warm with the Warm Digits.
We're talking about Warm Digits.
Yes.
It's been that long.
There's a brief segue into Shovels and Honeysuckle.
Shovels and Honeysuckle, that sounds like a great band.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought, yeah, but it was great. And great entertainment. And probably a great light moment for if you've been having a very heavy musical diet.
It's like when we've talked earlier.
But you look like you really need to say something.
No, I'm just planning out Shovels and Honeysuckle as a project. I think it's going to be an industrial techno synthesizer core. then flutes over the top.
But with members of
Sandman.
Like Jeff Rotel. Yeah, you could have members of...
More...
Did you say Flute Solid, then?
No. Jeff Rotel.
I kind of wish you had.
That's their first album.
Flute Solid by Trouble's Money Suckle. The beautiful
project. I don't need more projects.
We can get some members of Trembling Bells to be on it because it just sounds like their sort of thing.
Yeah, Flute Solid.
Yeah,
sure wasn't funny something. Anyway, I think we all enjoyed a bit of Warm Digits there. So
even though we've spent the last 15 minutes talking about other things,
it happens like that sometimes when we all agree that something's good. There's not a great, more point of debate.
Let's talk about fucking gardening.
All right, well, I planted some rhododendrons recently.
John?
Yeah. Yeah, with some bone meal, to be honest.
Bone your meal. Right, this, our last entry into our last episode of the pre-Saver's Milk recordings.
Yes.
I'm not sure how I'm going to pronounce these guys.
Oh, he knows
a bit.
They're American.
Is this not honeysuckle? I know they're American.
So pronounce it as Americans would say it.
Yeah, but is it going to be...
No, it'll be how Americans So it has to be...
You're not understanding me because I've not finished the question. I understand it's not going to be Zeds, but is it going to be Z's? Or is it going to be Z's?
Z's are not these... No, never mind.
Zeus this is not the... Zeus.
I suggest Zeus.
Zeus? Like the Greek god?
No.
So not Zeus then. What do you suggest, Matt?
I don't really care. I'm going to call them whatever comes out of my face.
Right. I'm going to... It's bullshit. bullshit.
Also some snot and tears.
And psychedelic gunk.
Velvety liquid.
I'm going to go with Z's. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Because they're Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So Brooklyn's Zeds. It's the brutal prog trio of Sam Hillman, tenor sax, Patrick Higgins, guitar electronics, and Greg Fox, drums.
Does he?
Z's.
I just...
Thank you, that was...
How to pronounce it?
Yeah, you just to pronounce the plural of the letters.
Can you put reset into it and see what it thinks?
Well, fuck you then.
Can we just go back to the controversial statement that Greg Fox drums?
I've seen that in a toilet stall somewhere.
That's probably a big great way for me giving you hands, isn't it? To the wine bottle up the arse. Yeah, anyway. It basically comes down to the fact that they're a bit mad. Extreme prog jazz and all points between. Laced with life-affirming multi-rhythmic virtuosity.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Do you know the thing? I have to say, it's not the electronic techno-instrumental stuff that's starting to fatigue me. It's Safe as Milk's description on their website of the different acts.
Yes. You kind of just kind of throw the word prog and experimental in with something velvety.
Just pull things out of a hat.
Psychedelic. Like,
who comes up with descriptions of bands?
What you do is you get a lottery machine and you put some balls in with things like experimental or...
No, what you do, you get a big
futurism.
Fill it with all the balls, all the words, and then a load of manatees.
Yeah, that's now A, getting expensive, and B, derivative.
Yeah.
I do love manatees, though.
Yeah. Not so keen on Family Guy.
No.
That's what a manatee is.
Were allegedly mistaken for mermaids.
It must be
some fat, ugly mermaids.
I saw a manatee at NASA once.
I've got a manatee at NASA.
Yeah.
I don't even give a shit.
For the record, I kind of enjoyed Z's. Wasn't mad about them. Didn't listen to much more. Thought I'll check them out live. Gordon, manatees.
I was at Kennedy Space Center and they were doing a launch and there was a manatee. That's pretty much it.
Was that the end of the story?
That's pretty much...
Although I did enjoy John's mind on the manatee in space there. I'm also enjoying Matt's unimpressed face. Which is, well, just his standard face.
Because it's by the...
It's, sort of, it's the only one I have. apart from my... when I need to prescribe death, in which case there's a skull that I use.
You prescribe death?
Did you put on a black...
I couldn't think of the right word.
Diagnose.
You know the Quintessons in Transformers where they rotate and they've got a different face and one of them's the face of death?
All right.
That. Okay. That's what my head does.
In Transformers? Awesome.
Is that why you've got so much hair?
Yeah.
To hide,
yeah,
the,
to hide the additional faces. There's also a face of judgment.
That's your normal face. Gordon, I gave a brief synopsis of what I thought of. I listened to an album that I'm not entirely certain. The one that's spelled with an X and an E, which I think might be pronounced Z
or XE.
Oh yeah, I listened to the whole of that.
Yeah,
forgot.
And I found, I thought it was weird, kind of got an avant jazz rock thing. And I feel like I'm on the cusp of getting it. I've not quite found myself all the way there.
Yeah.
So, I've taken a leaf out of Gordon's book and stopped listening to it, because I'm going to check him out live. Mm. To see, I'm going to check out the floating manatees as well, John, very good. And
the floating manatees!
This episode's brilliant for band names, I am digging it.
Oh.
But yeah.
With, what are you digging it with?
Whatever I can lay the answer. I'm going to break the ground with a spade, move it with a shovel.
What are those hand things that are shaped like that that you use for scooping?
Trowels.
Yeah.
What do you think of Z's?
Well,
Zeds.
I can't remember what I listened to. It was on YouTube, and I was thinking, oh, this isn't what I expected these to sound like. Now, I play a little bit of tenor saxophone, but I don't play it like they do.
You're making noises like we're supposed to react.
Well, no, I was just waiting for a good one. But, it's very grabbable, experimental.
Grabbable?
Well, no, grabbable from the lottery of balls, wasn't it?
Like we were talking from the ball lottery.
Okay.
For the naming, yes.
And it was that sort of free jazz, but also a little bit distorted.
To be honest, it was, listening to that, it sounded to me like the way that John described Horse Lords. So I'd be fascinated to know how John describes this.
Please don't do that again. I'll be good.
I'll just look at my notes, and the first thing I've written is in capital letters. It just said Jesus. Music almost destructed to the point of being unrecognisable, repetitive to Horse Lords level without being as intrusive. And then
not
I think
as intrusive.
After I'd written that, it then got more intrusive. Yeah, I mean, if you'd had to get me to listen to Horse Lords, then Z's, and then Anna Meredith, I would have been.
I've cried. Really.
I would have been even less receptive to Anna Meredith than I was at the time.
Yeah, you probably got 1 minute into Nautilus and then just kind of left the country,
run screaming into the English Channel. I didn't go for it at all. I was glad to get my required listening out of the way and leave it at that, to be quite honest. I fear for the audience that if Horse Lords and Z's go on the same day, like immediately after each other, I fear for the sanity of the audience that goes to watch both of them.
See, I actually ended up listening to Interventions by Horse Lords and found it thoroughly palatable,
yeah,
and very enjoyable and quite fun. Whereas Z's bent my brain backwards.
Yeah, the thing with Horse Lords is that every track started, and you thought that's a cool idea, or I like that riff, or I like that beat, or I like this particular arrangement, and then as you listen to it, it would ramp up and up and up to the point where you just wanted everything to end. Whereas with Z's, that kind of happened more or less from the outset.
So, yeah, I mean, Horse Lords were cool, but way too much. Like, I would watch a set of theirs if I was able to just duck in and out periodically just to kind of try and get some of it out of my system. Excuse me. Zeeds. Zeeds.
Fair comment.
Yes, it's true.
Zeeds, I wouldn't touch with yours.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
In return, I won't touch it with yours. That's all right then.
Chin chin.
Matt.
I liked it.
Whose would you touch it with?
What is it and what?
And whatever you want it to be.
No. I really liked it.
Did you?
I dug the horns.
I'm sure you did.
I really liked some saxophones. I've missed things like that. Mm. I enjoyed those. I listened to Z as well, or XE or whatever. It's probably Z, isn't it?
It's probably Z.
For fuck's sake!
That's why I'm thinking. Oh,
Z, right, Z, right. I take it all back. I don't like it. It was nice to have. It was nice to hear some different instruments that weren't either electronic or guitar.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you exactly why I liked it. I'd have to go back and have another listen. I wasn't, you know, I listened to it and thought, yeah, I think that would be quite fun. I think that would be interesting. I'm consequently kind of surprised at how negative things are, because if I'd known there was going to be quite as much resistance to Z's, I'd have made sure I'd gone back and listened to it to put forth a more cogent argument.
So I think I'm coming across a bit more negative, maybe because I was looking forward to how negative John was going to be. That was an inevitability. I'm on the cusp of getting it. At the moment, I don't hate it. I can feel like I'm going to like it. Yeah. But I think I need to see it live to help.
Something with this worked for me better than Horse Lords did, for example. And I just found this easier. Something about this either was easier, which everyone else is saying it wasn't, or I just got sucked in by glorious saxophone craziness. Because it was nuts. I mean, yeah, it was all over the place. And I liked it from that more jazz point of view than I liked Horse Lords, because I felt Horse Lords were doing stuff that everybody else is kind of doing in that area. Mm. Whereas jazz, not had any of that. Not really.
Not properly, no.
No. I want more of that. Which is less techno-electronics.
I mean, it's funny, because my personal feeling about it was that maybe Horse Lords did it better, but
you're wrong, and hilariously underpowered.
Yay.
I think you're right, but
that came from
I agree with the lack of power. Oh, he's pointing. He's pointing at the screen.
You wouldn't. Really,
shit house.
Completely ridiculous.
Told you I could press the button at any time.
Yeah, but you didn't let us know.
No, I didn't.
You didn't put your hand up like Gordon said.
Mm.
You should do that. You should put your hand up, John. Put your hand up, John.
I'm not going to put my hand up, John.
Anyway.
Not again.
I think
we shouldn't let your bedroom hobby get out.
We've reached a very important two-part section. Firstly, we need to do the old lovely inside chalet, horrible outside chalet thing of which one of those three acts would make us leave the glorious chalet area to go and actually give it some listening with our ears and minds. So, yeah, Matt, who's it going to be?
I'm going with Warm Digits.
John?
Warm Digits.
Gordon?
If I'm out already and it's 1 a.m.
No, you're leaving the chalet specifically to go and watch one of these.
They're all playing at the same time, imagine.
Mm. Well, Warm Digits.
Yeah, and both are unanimous then.
Why did we not do the 1, 2, 3 thing on this podcast? Come on!
It felt a little bit more like like there is love for different things at that time around.
Because that's how the world works.
Yeah, but warm digits.
Yeah.
My digits are warm for them.
What?
Yeah. But now, here's the exciting one. Because I mentioned thinking of three acts.
The whole festival lineup.
The whole gosh darn festival.
Yes, you did receive instructions. You participated in the conversation. Yeah, you actually received the instructions a second time.
Yeah. I explained this to you thoroughly, Gordon.
Do we remember who we talked about last time?
This is for the whole thing. Three acts.
The whole lineup.
Do you want to see the festival lineup, Gordon? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, we can look up in your phone as well and see you trying to make it classy again.
I thought this episode was going to be shorter, you know.
Do you know who your three are?
I roughly know who my three are. So, Matt.
Oh, why are you...
Why don't you leave off?
I'll just go for the biggest letters.
They're the same size!
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Once again, Gordon is defeated by fonts. My three. In any particular order?
It doesn't need to be in order of preference. The three you're most excited about. Alright, I see your Residence t-shirt. Your lovely purple Residence t-shirt.
So I think that answers that one. Yeah. So I'm psyched for their stage show, as I went on and on and on and on about in a previous podcast. I think that's going to be amazing. I wouldn't miss that for all the Labradors in Labrador. Then probably I'm actually really excited about Attacac. I really am. I think that's going to be great fun. I've seen a few low quality videos online. I think there is just something about that awesome tape mix. I think it's just going to be really fun. I'll be disappointed if it isn't, and I'll probably cry. And
I don't think you're going to be wrong though.
I'll weep into the Labrador.
Oh, that's what Labrador's for.
Yeah. They're soft, very strong, absorbent. And thoroughly absorbent.
I'm looking forward to Attacac. And I think, in a lot of ways, this is going to be an unpopular choice on my part.
You're an unpopular choice.
I'm an unpopular choice on my part, let alone.
Oh. Actress of play.
Fuck me.
I think I'm going to pick Craig Leon and Martin Rev.
Okay.
Just to really mess with you.
I feel messed with. John.
You will.
John, you're crying a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
Is it because Gordon has once again misunderstood a brief?
We didn't talk about that one.
No.
You weren't present for the first lot of recordings, Gordon. Do you remember when you weren't there?
No, because I wasn't.
We did four episodes talking about 12 of the acts, and then we did another four episodes with all four of us talking about the next 12.
Remember that one?
We just missed the first tranche.
Yeah.
Artists.
Yeah.
So, John.
I feel bad about putting Shirley Collins off the list and calling her. Second guessing myself here.
I think. Can we. I mean, shall we all give Richard Dawson as a given? Not a gibbon.
I didn't. I didn't include him on mine.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because
I think it is a given that we're all going to work out.
Yeah. That's why we raved about it.
It's not necessarily a given that it's going to be one of our top three that we want to go and see.
Well,
I definitely want to go and see him. But he's not necessarily one of my top three.
I think in my top three.
Sorry.
I think my top three are going to be Anna Meredith.
Yep.
Cloud Becomes Your Hand and Grouper.
Cool.
Because it's a complete antidote to everything, because it's actually quite still and it's...
Grouper is going to be a fascinating live experience.
I've seen Grouper live.
Okay.
So I went to finish unloading the cars. That's it. That's pretty... It was the first act on at one of the... it was either the first or second ATP that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
It was... We just got our keys. We went in to see what it was like. And then we went to finish unloading the cars.
Okay.
Because it was all right.
Very good. Gordon, have you come to any conclusions?
I'm going to say three.
Good.
That's the brief.
Yeah. That might change.
No, it's not going to change.
Can I have...
Pete, please, Bob.
Omar Soliman.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
From last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Cosmic Dead.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From this, well, last time. But this
well, from this
time.
We know what you mean. Yeah.
Three weeks ago.
Yeah.
Listening.
Lols.
And this is the struggling one.
Just give him musician tethered to a chair. He is struggling.
Maybe I will say Geoff Mills and Tony Allen.
Good choice.
You keep getting quieter.
Tony Allen
and Geoff Mills.
Geff Mills. All right, that's funny.
Yeah, that's yep. But that's not cemented.
Okay.
It will be.
Or laminated.
Yeah, it's both. It'll be both. It could be cemented in laminated.
We'll put a patio down over it.
Right.
Maybe some decking.
I, from this set of recordings, I'm going to go with the birthday surfers. and their buttholes full of wine bottles. I'm also quite obviously going to go for Ouyou.
Ouyou!
Wow.
And Islam Chipsy and Eek.
Because
they are going to be so much fun.
Awesome.
And I think that those are the three that I'm probably the most excited about. Although, it just definitely does not cover everything that I'm excited about, even vaguely.
I think across the top threes that we've all just gone for, we've actually got a really good encapsulation of the entire thing. If you put
and I like,
those 12 acts together.
Yeah.
I do kind of like that without trying, we've all mentioned completely different artists.
I don't think any one of us has mentioned the same one.
No.
Wow.
We're all different.
Although I do think we're all excited about seeing Richard Dawson again.
This is the thing.
I kind of felt like Richard Dawson was kind of almost a given because we've all been enthusing so much about seeing him perform with a band. It felt like we all just kind of went, well, Richard Dawson's obvious. So,
but he wasn't even the one I was most excited about in that group, though. That's, I am actually still more excited about seeing Forest Swords.
Yeah.
Forest Gump.
I couldn't be less excited. That's a terrible
question. if they were showing that as a...
It's just misery porn.
Yeah.
It's miserable stuff happening. Which at the end somebody goes, "Oh, that was uplifting, wasn't it?" No, it bloody wasn't.
Why is it? What's miserable?
Forrest Gump.
Well, he becomes a ping pong champion.
So
his girlfriend dies of AIDS.
Yes,
yeah, but he has his own what's it called, fish thing.
Yeah, because his buddy died in Vietnam, so he felt compelled.
Yeah, so it didn't happen to him. So he's
all right. It's peripheral misery porn.
He ran around the world in America.
Because he was miserable.
John.
He ran around the world in America.
John.
Yes?
Peripheral Misery Born.
Yes?
Podcast title.
I love that you two are holding hands right now.
I just need to ground him for a moment. Because he's been a trying day for the little fella. He's almost lost it a couple of times.
Oh,
what do you mean almost?
You found it again, so it's all right.
That's fair enough. I've just had to go chasing around the building for it, that's all. Right, ladies and gentlemen.
We're floating in space.
You know more or less...
Like humanity.
Jesus fucking hell. So,
thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we hope that you're going to the Safest Milk Festival as well.
Yes.
So we can enjoy some of their special beers and whatnot.
Who would be listening if they weren't going?
I don't fucking know. Gary's not going.
Why would you listen? Well, I suppose if you wanted to find out about what other people think
about
things.
Find Gordon and tell him about it at the festival.
Right, guys, I've got to say, right.
If you can work out what he looks like,
we won't. We were talking about the second act at 18 minutes into this podcast, right? It's now 46 minutes long. I have no idea how that happened. So
it's mostly shoveling and manatees.
So next time we're talking Safe as Milk, we will be
at the festival.
Yeah, so at Safer's Milk.
We will have seen.
Holy shit.
We will have seen at least some. Half of the acts that are on the bill.
Probably
at this
not
point.
If we're. Oh, we're going to record it on Sunday, did you say?
We should do
it. Well, we might do it on the Saturday.
We'll have to look for where a good slot is.
We'll see when we've got time. Yeah.
Indeed. So, when we next speak to you.
Basic rhythm set.
Yes.
Dinner.
Or brain bombs. Or
too soon.
So, next time we speak to you, we will be at the festival and we will have seen a chunk of acts performing and.
Also, possibly playing music.
If you're going to the festival, we hope you enjoy it as much as we're going to.
Yeah.
We hope we're going to as much. We hope we're going to as much. Fucking hell. We hope we're going to enjoy it as much as we will. What?
We're all going to have a really good time, and we hope you do too.
Yeah.
Gentle listener. John.
In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at AYP Podcast,
Tumblr at the same,
and Facebook, search for All Yesterday's Parties.
Woo.
So I'm going to invoke the end credits because I don't think we can stand anymore.
Start the chant, light the lanterns.
Until next time, bye. See you later.
Bye.
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 You have been listening to All Yesterday's Parties. The music is by Attack of the Vapors, and the podcast is hosted by
Autumn. And the manatees are kept in
space.
Oh, in space.
I've just come up with this on my phone, so like
it's classy.
Too
classy for class.
But I don't know where it's come from or why it's come up.
Have you?
No, I was trying to look for something and
found that.
Oh God! Is he not even drinking?
No, I'm trying to find the barrels that we listened to last time.
It helps me.